Hey y'all, it's me, Melissa, and welcome to Craps, a day in life with a woman with CRPS. Today is another special day. We have CRPS warrior, Jaya. Welcome, Jaya.
Hi.
Yes, Jaya, can you tell us your CRPS story, like how you got CRPS?
I was diagnosed last year after waiting due to restrictions. After they got lifted from the governor, I was diagnosed with CPRS through multiple injuries I had, through assault, then progressed through neuropathy. I was diagnosed through University of Michigan Health Systems.
Okay.
I was diagnosed from, got referenced through the neurology department.
Mm-hmm.
And so I progressed from that, but I was undiagnosed from the time I was 14 to 34. So it was just misdiagnosis from day one. Undiagnosis, not that diagnosis, and a lot of trivials, medications failing, no medication. So it's just trying the error from 14 to 33.
My goodness, that's a long time. Yeah, because I was undiagnosed. You know, they get tell me, oh, you have this, we need to do this, we need to do that. And it was 2.5 years. I couldn't imagine going from 14 to 33. I mean, that is a really long time.
It is, was assurances, then not running to doctors they didn't know, then ones they thought they knew the whole diagnosis. Yeah, I've seen it, but getting the treatment and being a minority is, well, it just depends on who you get assurance wise, if it fits into their criteria, if they're really into it, or if they meet the crawled
a
foot that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we all go, especially I find that women, and like you said, minorities, it's like we get pushed to the side some, or we get told that we're crazy and we don't know what we're talking about. And, you know, things that, how long now? It's but 2023 now, I think what year we're in. And yeah, still fighting that. And that's, to me, is ridiculous that we're still fighting that. I mean, it's, yeah. And I know that even when they do, like when they go to school, hardly anybody, you know, learns about CRPS, and you have to find so many doctors and they tell you, sorry, I don't know what that is. Or they say, no, I don't deal with that. You know, I don't know if you ran into that. I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah, many, many times. And then they know a little bit of information, but when it comes down to it, no, I don't know anything about it. So mm-hmm. It's a flip-flop.
Yes, it really is. And I mean, you have to just keep studying and learning yourself, you know, and talking to other CRPS warriors really to find out what's, you know, what have you tried? What have you done? You know, things like that. I know that's what has really saved me, is talking to other people like you and finding out, you know, what have you went through, and finding out what medications you use, or what did you, you know, do to help you get to at least somewhat of a life. Because I know I don't do a lot of things that I used to do, but at least I'm not like in that excruciating pain that I was, where I couldn't even leave the bed. You know, I just know that talking to other warriors has really helped me. So that's why I'm so thankful that we're talking, because, you know, because I can learn from you. Tell me, what has your life been like since your diagnosis?
It's been difficult picking up the pieces. Besides that diagnosis and living with the other diagnosis I have chronically, it compounds it. So I get really tired, which a lot of symptoms I had, that I was living with the symptoms, but finally getting that diagnosis was relief, the biggest part. The treatments, I just, it's touch and go. Some days I have good days, can accomplish everything. There's some days that I can't do anything. And then there's okay days I can do a little bit, but it won't tire me out as much.
Yes, I understand that completely because I can relate. Because it is, it's like, it'd be, you know, here I am just doing something so small, at least, you know, it used to be like a small project or something around the house and I'm done for the rest of the day. Like, I just, like you said, you're just exhausted and you hurt and the pain levels are higher and, you know, I got to put my feet up and stuff like that. So, I mean, I can relate to that definitely. Can you also tell me, like, how are your relationships with family and friends? How has that been since, you know, your diagnosis with CRPS?
I mean, family, I really wasn't close to. With my family, we have our own issues. The ones that we do talk, that talk to, they have similar issues. Friends, I lost friends over time due to other reasons, health reasons. So once I do talk to, they encourage me. So they accept me for who I am as a person with all the health problems I have. So it's support I have, and then online support group. So I do have friends online who share the same issues as me, chronic pain and other issues. So it's kind of a support system, both online and over social media. Since my friends live in states, but in different cities, in out of state and in different cities. So I have a support, small little support group to help me cope through the days when I really need support.
Yeah. Yes. Which is, aren't we so thankful? I mean, like you said, you do lose friends over time. I mean, because, I mean, you're not able to do the things that you used to be able to do. So those few friends and family members that help you and support you, it really goes a long way because you really need that. Because I know ever since I got CRPS that, you know, it has been just like really lonely feeling. You know, I don't know if you have that same where I'm like, you know, why can't I get out? Why can't I do? Why can't, you know, get down on yourself and then you feel that loneliness. And so I'm glad that you have that support, and I'm thankful for my support as well. Even, no matter how small that support circle is, you know, you have it. And that's what's important, definitely. So whenever, how do you explain CRPS to those who've never heard of it so that they can understand?
I said it's basically like a really bad summer overall. Certain body parts, it's like a little tense sunburn that you cannot put aloe vera on it or get treatments for it.
Yes, that's a good one. I haven't heard that one yet. That's a good one about the bad sunburn. Yeah, because it is. It's like, I know mine is not only hot, I get hot and cold. So it's just crazy. Sometimes it's hard to explain to people what exactly you feel like, but a bad sunburn, a really bad sunburn, a lot of people would understand that. So that's the first time I've heard that. So there, if you don't mind, I'm going to use that. Yes. Use that to say to people, yeah, it's like this really bad sunburn. And they probably understand that, definitely. Yeah, that's a good one. See, learn something new. I like that. What advice would you give other warriors that might help them in daily life or to encourage them?
Life is like a roller coaster. It's never going to be the same one day to another. Just take it one day at a time. Everybody has bad days, good days, okay days. It's a new experience after the pandemic. Nothing is the same.
Yes.
So it's, we just have to learn new activities, learn things that are new to won't compromise our health.
Yes. That's really good advice, because that's true. We have to make sure that we do that self-care as well, and we make sure that we're taking care of ourselves so that, you know, it doesn't progress, or it doesn't, you know. Yeah, exactly what you said. It's a roller coaster, up and down, some twirls in there too. Definitely. So what activities or treatments have helped you find temporary or long-term relief?
I was doing arts and crafts, fiber crafts. I do like no soap blankets. I do paper crafts, tie-dyeing, which helps a lot. Helps me go through, so ease the pain a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that's amazing. I have a friend that she, that's what she does. She likes doing crafts so that she's moving her fingers and still using functions of, you know, using scissors and different stuff like that. So that's great. And crafts are always fun. That's what I say. I think crafts are always fun, and you get something beautiful or fun afterwards. So, and either you keep it or you can give it to one of your people that support you. It's amazing. I love that. I do. I love it. Crafts are always good. What else would you like to tell us about your CRPS story? Is there anything else that you would like to add that, you know, would help someone to either understand CRPS or a fellow warrior that might need to hear something?
That nobody's alike. Each person has their own journey of dealing with their issues for pain management. Getting treatment is not an easy task. Mm-hmm. You never should lay down and just curl up and die. You just have to keep pushing through, even though it's hard. You have to keep pushing through, even if you have to part ways with doctors, medical facilities, which I had to do many times, part ways on bad terms, good terms, or okay terms. But you have to keep pushing through.
That's right. That's a great advice. That is. That's so good. Well, yeah, I mean, it has been such a pleasure to talk to you. If you ever want to talk or reach out, anything like that, you got another friend of me. I mean, just, you know, just send me a message and let me know that you're doing okay.
Okay.
Or any days that, you know, you feel down, I'll definitely answer, you know, and make sure that you're all right and we can talk it out. I have no problem that you got another friend, another supporter right here.
Okay.
All right. Jaya, thank you so much.
Okay, you too.
All right. You have a great day.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye.